though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing a fool? But one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. If it feels nice, don't think twice. Just
shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Do as I say.
You are now listening to We're Having Fun on 91.5 Watt MFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned, goobers.
Welcome. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jamie, and this show is We're Having Fun, a show that I do every Sunday from 2 to 3. Although this week might be like, I guess it's 2:05 to 3 or whatever. I apologize. I'm a bit late. I was walking over here, and then I got to the entrance of the station, and I took out my wallet. Take out my Tufts ID, which you need to swipe to get in here, and alas, it was not on me. Was not with me. Did not have my ID because I had left it in my gym bag when I went to the gym, and I forgot to take it out and put it back in my wallet, and then I left it at home, and so then I had to go back home and come back, and that's the reason for my being a little bit late, and also not exactly having all the. I apologize that the transitions are just a little bit rough this time around, but I do have a lot of songs. I did some preparing. But yeah, I'm dripping with sweat, but I'm also dripping with excitement for how great this show's gonna be. How this great lineup of songs I have. What's going on? 4th of July weekend. Hope everyone listening has a fun and safe 4th of July weekend. Light fire, you know, eat barbecue, light fireworks, do whatever. Just don't hold them or at least throw them, but not at other people. Do it in like a remote area, and for the love, don't film it. Don't film fire. You're never gonna watch it. You're never gonna go back and watch a video of fire. Just watch the freaking fireworks. I know I'm hopping on the bandwagon of like, oh, everyone's too obsessed with phones and blah blah blah, but it's true, especially when it comes to things like fireworks that you're never going to watch, really. Like, and like, I'm pretty sure every concert that I've filmed, even like 30 seconds of, like, maybe I've shown it to like a couple friends, but like no one like, you don't care, you're not gonna go, and you know, like, just take it in, just appreciate it, all right? I guess that's the lesson for today. How about some Future Islands? I apologize if the transitions are a bit rough. I'm doing it on the fly. I'm going to try my best. Okay, right here, to We're Having Fun. Here's Future Islands. Adams for Peace, live. Not live on it. Live on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is We're Having Fun. That was a Judge, Jury, Executioner live from the Fuji Rock Festival 2011, I think. Man, great song. Adams for Peace, a super group spearheaded by Tom York. Also including Nigel Godrich, who is their Radiohead's longtime producer. Sort of a group Tom York started because he wanted to play his solo material and like a live band, and then they just sort of fall into an actual band and put out an album. It's pretty good. I think it's a really good live version. One thing I like about the band is their live versions sound a lot better a lot different than their studio versions. Some of the live versions, I prefer some live versions to studio versions and vice versa, but overall, they sound really good live, and if they ever tour again, I kind of want to see them. Before that, The Avalanches with Colors off of their new album coming out real soon called Wildflower. Avalanches, a Australian plunderphonic electronic group. They take audio samples and they put them together to make sweet music. And it's pretty amazing what they do. And this is their first album in 16 years, I think. The last album came out 2000. It's highly anticipated. People have been, looking forward to it. And apparently it's been the works since like 2005. They've been working on this album. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And I'm excited for it. Yeah, it's called Wildflower. It's coming out real soon, I think, this month. Off XL Recordings. And finally, you heard Future Islands with Seasons Waiting on You off of their album Singles, which was their biggest single, I think, and still is. That album came out in 2014. Good record. Solid record. We're going to keep on going. But first, there's something very dangerous in your home. You could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center, that's convenient, last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That's a very well-written PSA. I like that. A couple diddlers in there. All right, let's keep it going. Here's Queens of Stone Age.
keep from screaming, taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important. I want to kick my dad in the shins. I was referring to the present and past tense. It was the only way that I could survive it.
Car Seat Headrest on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Car Seat Headrest with Something Soon off of his second most recent album, Teens of Style, which was his major label debut. First time, I think, recording with like a full band on record, so that's cool. That album consists of a bunch of songs that he recorded on previous albums that he did, previous solo projects that he did, but re-recorded, you know, with a full band, better production, some rearrangements and stuff. Actually a good deal of rearrangements. I think it's an okay album. It's my favorite. That song, Something Soon, is a really good. I think it's the lead single and it's like his most popular song, but it's a great tune. Big fan. Before that, we had Grizzly Bear with 2 weeks, also their biggest single, off of their 2009 album Vacata Mist. Great song. One thing I really enjoy about that particular song is the drumming. Fantastic drumming on that song. A lot of nuance. Really, really just fantastic groove, and it's really hard too. It's a really complex groove to play, and just all the different parts of it. Just a lot of detail, a lot of attention to detail in that drum part that I think is underappreciated. Because it's a super catchy song, but man, drums are holding it all together. And then finally, for that, Threes and Sevens by Queens of Stone Age off of a 2007 album, Era Vulgaris. Not their best album, but one of their best songs, in my opinion. I found out about them because that song is on Guitar Hero 3, which I played a lot. And that's how I discovered Queens of the Stone Age, albeit not until quite a bit later. But still, I guess video games are good for you in some respects. Anyway, we're going to keep moving along here. I got some more songs. I might have to split a bit early, but I have a lineup of a few more songs for y'all. So hopefully you enjoy. Let's turn it down a notch. Here's a Sufjan Stevens.
Thank you. fact that I'm the seventh son. I'm the seventh son. And right now you could care less about me, but soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Let's have a ball and a biscuit, sugar, and take our sweet little time about it. Little time about it. Tell everybody in the place to just get out, and we'll get clean together, and I'll find me a soapbox where I can shout it.
White Stripes with Ball and Biscuit off of Elephant, the one with that really popular song on it. And then before that, LCD Sound System with All I Want off of their 2010 album, This Is Happening, which was allegedly their last studio album, but they have announced that they're coming back and they're releasing an album this year of all years. We are just inundated with new music this year. It's incredible. This is the best year for music that I can remember. It's just so much new stuff. And if their album comes out, I mean, hopefully it's good. Obviously, there are a lot of people, because like they made a huge deal about, you know, they're breaking up, and there was this huge concert at Madison Square Garden, and they made this like movie about it and this album about it, and it was like this huge sad thing where like. But it was also like a kind of a beautiful thing, because they made, you know, three highly acclaimed albums, three very well-received albums, three very solid albums. And James Murphy, the frontman and singer, just thought, you know, all right, it's time to break it up. Because, you know, quit while you're ahead, you know? And then their legacy, I guess, was kind of preserved in that. But now, not too long ago, James Murphy said, hey, just kidding. He didn't say that. He put it pretty eloquently, but he said basically that the band's getting back together and they're making new music, which, you know, I'm not sure how I feel about that. A lot of people are upset because it's like, oh, like you made this huge deal and now you're just going to come back. Like, it's disrespectful to your fans. And like, I think, yeah, and the band definitely acknowledges that, what they did. But, you know, if that's what they felt they had to do, then I can't. Can you really blame them for doing it? And before that, finally, Sufjan Stevens with That Dress Looks Nice of You off his acoustic saga, Seven Swans. It was from 2004. A great album. A lot of Jesus on that album. All right. Well, it's about time I wrap it up. I'll be back again next week, maybe with some guests. Let's close it off with a classic, though. I'm Jamie. This is We're Having Fun. Keep it tuned right here to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Here's The Who, y'all.
I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl. That's fine. I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out in the light. Better leave her behind when the kids are all right. The kids are all right. I'm
John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Spinning ways, my machine.